This is an RNIB Connect radio podcast.
I'm joined now by visually impaired martial artist Jay Cruz Semple. Jay has competed in Taekwondo at world level and has also regularly competed against sighted opponents, which could be a first. So, Jay, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Tell us a little bit about yourself then.
So, I'm Jay Cruz Semple, as you said. I'm a martial artist and athlete. I have been campaigning to try and get my eyesight restored since I lost it in 2014 so I could see my son, and now so I can see my son and my fiance.
Tell us a bit about your own sight loss. I believe you've got choroideremia.
That's it. So choroideremia, or CHM as it's known. Unfortunately, I lost my vision rapidly within a couple of months in 2014. They couldn't figure out what it was. Originally, from 1995 right up to 2014, they thought I had retinitis pigmentosa. So it wasn't until we'd done more extensive tests they found that out. They told me it was very rare, 1 in 50,000 people had it. So then I got in contact with a lovely gentleman who's the head of the research and fundraising over in America, Corey McDonald. He helped me put me in contact with other people to try and see what we could do, what research was involved, or potential cures. So yeah, that's about it with that.
And how did you get into Taekwondo initially?
When I left school, everyone else and you in the community were either getting into trouble with different things, and I didn't want to go down that path. I'd previously done judo, karate, wasn't really a big fan of it back then. But then I found a Taekwondo. I joined it. The first night I done it, I absolutely fell in love with it. It was amazing. I was so excited. I'd never felt anything like that before.
What age were you at that point?
I think I was 15, just coming up for 16. It made me feel like Jean-Claude Van Damme and Jet Li.
Brilliant. And so, yeah, it went on from there. And obviously, you've competed at world level, I believe. Tell me about that, how that came about.
Yeah, so just recently, so I said, joining it a way back then, my first competition, I became a British champion. My last competition was 2011, and I had to quit then because the tunnel vision was getting too bad, and I retired then. Never thought I would ever do any more and be a four-time British champion and an international kickboxing champion. And at that time, I had already won 49 trophies and medals throughout many different martial arts and competitions and organisations. So I had an opportunity. I was trying to see if I could find out a competition to get my wee boy into, because I teach him martial arts and take me out of martial arts. And my old examiner, who would take me for my grading, says, sorry, it's for black belts only. And I say to him, well, do you think I'd be able to take part? Because I'm training again, but nobody lets me take part in the sparring. He said, what's wrong? How can you not take part in the sparring? I said, I lost my eyesight. So sorry to hear that. And he says, of course, I'd give you the chance. This was Master Alan Cunningham, who I've known since 1995. First person to give me this opportunity. I was excited. I was happy. I started training as much as I could when I could, getting my nutrition into order, making sure my sports therapist, Katrina, was making sure I was in the best shape possible, and making sure all the people that supported me, like Salience, with nutrition. I was really grateful. I gave everything I could. And then I went to the World Championships in Stirling. And in the first day of the two World Championship competitions, I got a gold and a bronze. And the second day, a gold and a silver. I was crying with emotions. The tears come down my eyes, struggling to keep it in, because this had been my dream come true since I joined away back in 1995. And then having over 10 years out, only been back training since March, and being able to accomplish my dream, something I never thought I'd have an opportunity to do.
Well done, congratulations. So you've been competing against sighted people from the start. You've never got into visually impaired Taekwondo, there's not categories.
Right up until 2011, until I retired, because the tunnel vision was getting that bad. I never once told anybody about the eyesight condition, because I didn't want to either be taken advantage of or not be allowed to do the one thing I loved with all my heart, because I'd already been denied joining the RAF to be a fighter jet pilot. So I didn't want another dream to go. So I hid that for all the years, just trained extra hard, made sure I put in extra training than anybody else, and my kicks were so fast, I was able to use my kicks to deter the opponents to not get kicked or punched in the face. That was my secret. And now, doing it. I'm the first visually impaired person to compete sparring. So I'm hoping from here, other big organisations and associations will do it. I am hoping that the para athletes and committees that run them will give us a chance, because so far, even in the Olympic style taekwondo and all the other ones, there is nothing for blind people. So not only was I doing this to make my dream come true, this was to give blind people a voice, show people it can be done.
And you've also got a lot of YouTube videos up as well. How do people follow you and have a look at some of your stuff, Jay?
Yes, so if anyone wants to follow me, Jay Cruz Semple, you'll see me on Google, you'll see me on Facebook and on YouTube, the same name. That has got my videos of me training, doing runs and trying to help motivate people, entertain people, inspire people, and most of all, to raise awareness about visually impaired people and give us that chance.
And you're also trying to raise £6,000 at the moment for hyperbaric oxygen therapy, is that the correct term?
Yes. So Harvard and Yale University, looking into all the research, have shown that that can have a profound effect on restoring and repairing DNA and mutated genes. So no one has done it. So I'm looking to see if anyone out there who knows anything about epigenetics at Cambridge or Oxford University get in contact with me to help me with that. The other one is this oxygen therapy. If I can raise that money, I can do the 45 to 50 sessions and see if it can help restore some of my vision. It would mean the world to me if anybody could help.
If anyone did want to check out your fundraising page, what's the link?
On my Facebook page, J. Cruz Semple, there is a link there. So anything like that, you know, any help would mean the world, and I'd be truly blessed and grateful.
And you mentioned your son is training, and he's part of the reason you're trying to get this eyesight restored as well, isn't it?
Yes, unfortunately I missed his first day at primary school, nursery and secondary school, and I missed all his competitions that I've been training him for. My wee boy has now got, I have got altogether 56 trophies and medals. I've been training him up, he's got 38.
Chip off the old block.
Yeah, I want to see him. I want to be able to see him throwing his kicks. I want to be able to train with him, spar with him. I love him to bits, and to be able to see how much he's grown, because the last time I seen his face was in 2014. It was a year and a half. He's now 12, and I've missed so much.
Jay Cruz Semple, thanks very much for talking to us today on RNIB Connect Radio, and good luck.
Thank you so much. It's been really, really a pleasure speaking to yourself.
This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.